going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That dude should return his muscles. My nephew Gavin Newsom. And that's what life's about.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All righty. According to the 510, licorice was invented in Lemoore. Now, I don't know that.
There's only one licorice. Because I'm racist when it comes to licorice. There's nothing worse than the black licorice. Let's just
put
it.
Oh, okay.
It is the worst tasting thing I've ever had. Who likes it? It's the worst concoction ever.
I don't like it either. Well, I don't like any of it.
Yeah. That and guacamole. Guac is my kryptonite.
Oh, my God. I love it.
When I go to people's house in the Super Bowl and they got guac, no.
Dude, I can just scoop it right out of the thing and eat it. If it's nasty to your boy. Oh, I love guacamole.
Yeah.
Guacamole is delicious.
Not to your boy, man.
Really? You put it on everything.
No, not me.
It's great on
just
a burger.
Just the sight of it just turns my stomach. I used to go on dates when I was single. They'd be eating like, yuck.
Put that guacamole on a burger, take a big bite, and watch the guacamole come out the side.
That's what life's about.
You got your outfit picked out for the Monday, the Agape Golf Tournament. I got mine.
We're not golfing.
But you want to look the part.
I'll dress like I normally do.
Substitute teacher today again.
Oh,
and you might want to lose that look. We seen you with the sweater with the collar underneath. Come, give us something else.
How many different things are there? There's a shirt. There's a button-down shirt. There's a long-sleeve shirt. There's a sweater. That's it.
Yeah. Show a little chest. Show a little taco meat.
No. And you got a lot of nerve.
I'll wait on that.
That's great. Yeah, you sway off the sweatshirt a lot. Yeah, no, you don't wear those sweatshirts a lot and jerseys. No,
oh,
you,
that's my
you,
thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is my thing.
All right.
It's because he's hairless.
I don't have a taco meat.
All right.
Like a mole rat.
You know, it's funny. I was telling Evan.
On the private threat?
No, when he came in during the break. Yeah. I said to him, you know, the irony is we've been talking so much about Kuminga for the last 3 or 4 weeks, but today's the day to actually talk about Kuminga.
I got you.
I mean.
I got you.
You're right. He might start tonight.
There's no doubt. I told you yesterday. Man.
So, if Butler doesn't play.
Man. And you're confident. Again, you got Steph and Dre. You're right.
Exactly. Speaker.
But, Steiny, just from what we've seen through 8 quarters, this is difficult.
Yes, it is.
And it's almost, you guys are going to call me crazy and throw stuff at me. It's almost unfair to Kuminga that this is the stage that you reemerge. But, hey, you got to do it.
I look at it as, you're right, this is really a lot
to ask of
Kuminga.
Okay.
However, he's got a shot if Jimmy Butler doesn't play. He's got a shot, another shot. And let's be honest, if this doesn't happen, like Okay, you ready for this? Here's how I'm going to spin this. This Butler injury could be a blessing in disguise. Absolutely positive.
I hadn't looked
because, at it. Because if, it, let's say he misses the next two games and Kuminga plays in a way that impacts a Warriors win. It's possible. It's within the realm of possibility that they could bring him, that he could get back into the fold.
No doubt.
Because even when Jimmy comes back healthy, so maybe not in a huge role, but certainly not the DNP CDs that he's been getting.
No, that's a phenomenal point, and I got to slow my roll here because, again, he could play Jimmy tomorrow, but the bottom line is it's Lang City when you talk about the Lakers or Minnesota. And if you're telling me, Steiny, and we saw that was his last good game, Kuminga soaring through the air with rebounds or whatnot, but the bottom line is you want to go tango in a seven-game series with Minnesota or L.A. and Jonathan Kuminga not be a part? You know, it could. It looked like it was headed that way, but you're right. This opportunity is with a capital O, my friend, for him.
Let's go to Kevin. Kevin's in Pleasanton.
P-Tang.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing, man?
Hey, gentlemen. Very good. So I'll take that bet that Goo didn't take when you offered it because it's an easy bet to win, Goo, he said that. Okay, go ahead, Steiny.
No, you go ahead. You're good.
I'll take that bet because, Steiny, you're totally right on paper, but Steve Kerr's going to muck it up. Yeah, hey. Muck it up.
I'll tell you
he would. Now. Easy why? Because you know the coach is going to blitz the hell out of Steph.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. And then what? Pajimski and Moody are going to handle that pressure? Steiny, wasn't that you that brought it up? I don't know if they can handle it. You're damn right they can't.
Well,
because they haven't been there. They can't. However, they should be able to, Steiny, on paper. They should be able to. But Steve has pushed everything through Jimmy. When Jimmy went out that game, that's why they just all fell apart.
That's a fair point. No doubt.
The offense has been pushed that way. Now, I got to give a caveat. My son's down. My son's a coach. He's training to an NBA pre-draft.
Wow.
He did the USA Olympic gold medal team. My mom played pro ball. I'm not calling as a fan. I'm just calling just to drop a little knowledge.
Pro.
Because it's just sad, man, the way that Kuminga has already earned his stripes. If you look at his three-game average against the Clippers.
Wow.
And I say the Clippers because that's when, you know, Kerr sat him. All right? The Clippers and the Rockets, he had the second highest plus-minus, averaged over 20 points a game, and averaged 7 rebounds a game. On paper, that makes no sense why that young man doesn't play. On paper. Steve, guys, I don't think, based on historic information, and I got to go back to Steiny, 2 weeks ago when he told Goo, I don't think Kuminga's going to play.
Even if Jimmy can't play.
Yeah, man, Steve Kerr sat in the Olympics.
No.
Who did he sit, guys?
No,
Steve,
we got you.
Don't care about nobody.
Right, but you listen, real quick, you're on fire, but you've been proven wrong because in game, the last game, Kuminga got 26 minutes because Butler was gone.
No. My point is, but it's like you said, Goo. It sucks that it has to be this way.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's
true.
You know
he's scared,
bro.
Yeah,
no doubt.
You know he's scared.
All right,
he
Kevin,
ain't playing relax. Yeah.
All right, Kevin, the bet is if...
No Butler, they'll win one game, one of the two games.
Butler has to miss two games.
Yeah, let's hope. I just hope
if Butler misses two games, I believe the Warriors will still win one.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't miss, if he only misses one game, there is no bet. Would you take that, Evan? Would you, first of all, Goo?
Yeah, I would take, as scared as I sound, I would take them 1-1.
Okay, Evan? You get the news, Butler's not playing the next two games.
I think they can get one at home.
Yeah, I think so too.
But my nightmare is what he talked about. Duh, they're going to blitz the hell out of Curry. And let's not front or lie. Since the inception of Jimmy Butler, this guy's got the ball in it. He's .4. He's doing it all. And to not have that, it's like, oh, we got to revert back. We've done it. But now we got to do it and reacclimate JK in this. Like, it's a big ass, Donnie. He could be clunky. But so have the games.
What if I told you this? Would you believe me? If Butler doesn't play Saturday, and I'm Udoka. I'm not blitzing the hell out of Curry. I'm not.
And what would be your thought behind that?
I am not, and it's the same thing with Doncic and the Lakers. It's like Doncic comes out.
Big game tonight.
He scores 18 points in the first quarter.
Yeah.
He dominates the ball. Nobody else really touches
it. The worst.
He goes out of the game. Nobody. He comes back in. He dominates the ball. It's a recipe for late in a game. Nobody can.
Yeah.
Nobody's helping anybody.
Mm.
So I'm not saying you let Steph get 50, but put Amen Thompson on and make somebody else have a big night. If Curry gets 40, he gets 40. Who's getting the other 60?
Yeah.
If Curry gets 50, who's getting the other 50? So, I mean, I don't know how he'll play it, but I'm not necessarily. Now, I mean, I'm not saying wrong. I'm just saying, who knows how they're going to play it if he's not here. Jimmy Butler, that is. Let's go to Big Smoothie. Big
he's
Smoothie's
back
in Oakland. What's up, buddy?
I'm back like bell bottoms. But listen.
Oh, nice.
That was, I'm going to give you a
two
four.
Reasons,
yeah.
Two reasons why I think Butler's going to play.
Okay.
Number one, and I don't want the drip, but I'm a 4-year college starter. That wonder shot is for real. That thing works.
Okay, yeah.
That thing works. And then Jimmy, it's got another day, guys. Injury to these players are not like us. When they're getting treatment around the clock. It's a sore butt. He's gonna get a shot. And then there's a second reason, which I think is the biggest reason. Because this would add to the legend of Jimmy Butler. This would just be another thing. We've heard the stories about him in Minnesota with a B team, took out the starters. We heard the legend. Listen, Jimmy Butler, every NBA player, I believe, wants that flu game. LeBron wants it so bad. That's one thing LeBron doesn't have. He doesn't have a flu game. Sometimes you're sick and you hungover, whatever, you just play lights out. And I believe this would just add to the legend of Jimmy Butler. And listen, he comes in. We didn't even think he was going to play, but my God, he had a monster game. I can see that happening. And I think players secretly want that. They want that legend story. And I think this would be a legend story.
Well, Big Smoothie,
I don't necessarily even want him to play.
Yeah. I'll say this. Pods had a chance for his flu game. Didn't go so well.
That's why he played, Goo. You're right on. You're right there, baby. That's why he played. That's why he gave it a shot. Because trust me, if he would have came out on fire, I guarantee you he would have stayed in that game and he would have been okay. Everybody secretly wants that flu game.
Scotty, you buying that?
Thanks, Big Smoothie. I'm not dismissing it. There could be something there for sure.
Does Curry? Well, he got the I'm back game where he did play in the first half. But you know what I'm saying, Stoney? I don't remember Curry being sick and going for 60. Like, it's not a mandate.
The one thing that he said, believe it or not, Big Smooth, was something that I had this kind of written down, and it's about NBA players and the perception that these guys are coddled. These guys just play a game.
Yeah.
These guys are rich. They don't. And I'm not here.
Women.
I'm not here to say none of that's true. And I get it. Jimmy Butler is making $55 million a year.
Wow.
But I do think we lose sight of sometimes that Jimmy Butler, with 2 minutes left in the first quarter, comes down on his, I'll just say, pelvis.
Ooh.
And hurts and gets hurt. And from and a minute after he gets hurt, for the next 48 hours, the only thing the Warriors and Butler are going to focus on is a pelvis. Like, seriously. So Jimmy Butler gets hurt. So he's got to deal with it after the game. Then he's got to deal with it in the middle of the night when he sleeps. Then he wakes up, and the minute he wakes up,
oh man,
they're going to devote 15 hours of attention to his pelvis. Like he's not, he doesn't get to do anything. He just, and like, I, again, I'm not asking anybody to feel sorry for these guys, but.
You're saying that ain't easy.
No, it's not easy. It's really not. Man. And some of these guys make a monster commitment, you know, to the game. And that's just kind of the way I feel about it.
You know, I say sports, man. Like, this is exhibit A. Jonathan Kuminga was forgotten about. It was shocking, and we talked to it about it ad nauseum. And all of a sudden, Steiny, it has the ingredients for him to be possibly starting in a playoff. Like, life's a circle, man. And we're all rooting for him if it does happen, but you got to stay ready, Steiny.
Yeah, that's why, you know, let's say you hurt your pelvis.
Yeah, and I have.
Yeah, so it'll probably takes you 7 to 10 days, guy like you. But then you get like Jimmy Butler. Well, he's a unbelievable athlete, and he gets to spend 2 straight days addressing this thing. So yeah, I think he'll be back in a game or two. You know what I mean?
Because Curry missed a week, and I know again it wasn't the playoffs, but that was a fall, man.
No doubt.
And you're going to be, you know, there's going to be padding on him whenever he does come back. If it's tomorrow, like, is he going to be the Jimmy we know?
I don't know.
Is Jalen Green going to be able to go right by him? Are they going to hit that thing?
I don't know. Those are all good questions. Scott in Pleasanton. Hey, Scott, how you doing, man?
Good, Steiny. Steiny, good. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
What a time when actually Steiny is optimistic and Guru is pessimistic.
Yeah,
right? But hey, I know you got 3 kids at home. Your wife's going to take care. You need to get some sleep, right? So I'm going to turn that pessimism into optimism with the realm of possibility. Okay, so follow me with this. There's going to be a split here if Jimmy doesn't play either one of these games. Curry's going to have a 40-piece. That's going to be one of the games, okay? But everybody else has to come along for the ride. So the possibility, can Draymond get 10 that game? Possibility, right? Realm of possibility? Answer is yes. Can Post get 14? Absolutely.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Absolutely, Post can get 14. Can Pajemski get 18? Yes, he can. Can Moody get 12? Yes. Can GP2 get 12? Yes. The key here is your guy, right? When we talk about your guy, can he get 8? And the answer is yes, he can get 8, right? The key to his game is going to be getting 7 boards and playing defense and getting an efficient 8. Now, that gets you to 114 points. Why are they going to get to 114? Because Houston can't score 114. And the possibility is definitely there that we can get there, because they're not going to have a strong defense without Butler, but the possibility is there for that to happen, but they all have to come along for the ride when Steph gets 40. Then when they do the split, Butler's going to be well-rested, go back to Houston, take it, and then finish in 7.
I'm not mad at the ideology behind that. I would just say the Warriors have scored under 100 points against this Rocket defense 5 of the last 7 games. So for him to, I love how he got there, Stani, but right, the likelihood, talk to me.
You want me to be Scott? You know what? I'll be optimistic today because I actually am. One of the reasons they've haven't scored a lot against the Rockets the last three games is because of Jimmy Butler. They're playing slower.
Yeah, no doubt.
They're playing more in the half court. And Houston's still a good defense. That's kind of what I think. Let's go to Leroy in Oakland.
Lee.
What's up, Leroy? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Steiny? What's up, Goo?
You got it.
Happy Friday, you guys, man. Oh, yeah. You know, I think the Warriors, you guys, should go ahead and sit Jimmy Butler and just make sure that he's fully, fully, fully healthy, because we see what we were without Jimmy, and we don't need him going in there 80%, 70%. We need him coming in 100%. So I say we sit him, but if we sit him those two games, guys, we are going to have to work. And I say we because I'm a big Warriors fan. The Warriors are going to have to out-hustle Houston. They're going to have to be tougher than Houston. And specifically, it's the guards rebounding. Like, you guys
Good
know,
point.
I always key on that. It's the guards rebounding. And, you know, if we can just stay in the game with our toughness, with our grit, which a lot of that Jimmy brought, and he brought it in the way of infusing that toughness, that grit into other players. And it seems like soon as Jimmy is out, Pazinski loses his toughness. Moody loses his toughness. You know what I mean? It's like they become indecisive with the ball, whether they want to shoot. And so they're going to have to take what Jimmy's taught them into these two games if Jimmy's not in, and go, hey, we got to put our hard hat on, and we can out-hustle this team. I look at rebounding from the guards. I look at steals, right? And I think we can do it, but we're going to have to get tough. And so I say sit him, and make sure that he's ready to go.
Good stuff, Lee.
Thanks, Leroy. Usually when people say, hey, that guard averages 5 rebounds a game, I'll be like, so what? I mean, guys run into rebounds.
Yeah, no.
In this case, I do think Leroy has a point, because, A, let's face it, the Warriors have two good rebounding guards, and I'm including Curry.
Yeah.
He's a good, for a guard, he's a good rebounding guard.
At 5 last game.
And in a game like this, I do think maybe Pajemski and Curry got to make sure not to leak out at all, and to make a conscientious effort on the defensive glass, and at least be in a position to get some loose stuff that may that may come their way.
Yeah, the backcourt for the Rockets, Van Vliet and Green collectively at 10 to the Warriors 2. I mean, include Moody and Pods. 14 minutes for Pods, and that was just a bad game.
Yeah, I mean, like, even in only 14 minutes, he didn't have one rebound.
No doubt.
I mean, even if he's healthy, he'll get 2 in 14 minutes, I would think. But, all right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We got to talk about Jonathan Kuminga. Because what he may be asked to do is it's very unusual. I mean, he's a player who had a pretty big role on this team. He got hurt. He came back. The role was completely different. He struggled a little bit. And apparently he struggled so much that Steve Kerr didn't play him in 3 consecutive games. And now they don't. The irony to me is they don't need the Jonathan Kuminga that returned from the playoffs. They actually need the Jonathan Kuminga who was playing before the playoffs. Or I'm sorry, before the injury. And man, this kid, this is a big challenge for him. And it's you're right. It's a challenge. It's an opportunity, but it's not going to be easy. And you know what? You said one thing, and I usually don't do this, but yeah, I'm rooting for him too.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.